This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row in the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. A few days ago, I was at Art Row at Publica to interview Lynn Foster, an American artist and an adjunct professor of illustration at Pratt Institute in Brooklyn, New York. Because of her Malaysian connection, her partner is from Malaysia, she is exhibiting her works here. These are portraits of celebrities like David Bowie and Prince, and everyday people like her students, her family, and the person on the street. Lynn, more often than not, I'm interested in the artist's worldview than I am with the final product. Because in some ways, the latter is about technical skills. How would you articulate for our listeners what your worldview is? What perspective do you begin with when you are trying to create art?
I think if I have one theme that sort of is constant throughout my work, I love women. I love painting women. I love looking at women. So you'll see there's a predominant theme of female throughout most of my work. You'll see a few men, and it's also portraiture. But I think as far as what I'm trying to do universally, if that's a word, in a way it's sort of bringing together community. It's bringing together people. It's finding that moment as you're looking at a piece that you identify with, no matter what your culture is. So if you come upon one of my pieces and you're an African-American guy who's, you know, grown up in the Bronx, and you're looking at a portrait of an Asian, you know, a Korean or Japanese woman, that there's something that you're seeing that he identifies with. You know, those boundaries sort of come down. The walls start to come down. So we start to relate to each other more on an individual basis. And I guess a lot of it does come out of my experience traveling, the experiences I've had just knowing people of different backgrounds. I mean, you'll notice in my work that it's totally international. You know, I have Asian people, I have black people, I have white people, I have men, women. It's sort of a blend. And that's intentional. It's really intentional.
You have a particular expression that you use when you describe your works in your artist's statement. And the expression is, in your works that you've done, there's a storytelling in sequence. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, there's an old cliche, a picture's worth a thousand words. I don't believe that's true. I don't believe that you can tell a story in one picture. My background is actually as an illustrator. And traditionally in illustration, if you're making a piece of art that accompanies an article or a story, there's usually one image. And it's always bothered me. It's like, there's got to be more. And that's where the idea of sequential comes in, and it's sort of that bridge between the single image and, let's say, comic books or graphic novels. I wouldn't call myself a graphic novelist, but usually a lot of my work, there's more than one image that goes along, whether it literally tells a story or even figuratively it tells a story, that there's a constant, there's a thread that will go from A to Z or A to B or A to C. So that's pretty much it. My graduate work was done in illustration as visual journalism. So, i.e. visual essay. And that idea was, we were sort of the first school to really formally address the idea of illustration and sequence, which has sort of given birth to the whole world of graphic novel.
Looking at your works, because they are not necessarily in sequence, in the sense that this is not a graphic novel, we are seeing each portrait by itself. But there is something else beyond just seeing a picture. It's not drawn realistically in any sense of the word, although we can tell there's a person, got eyes, nose, mouth, lips, and all of that. But there is some kind of a quality. How would you describe this quality?
Well, I mean, I love realism, but it's more expressionistic. It's more, it is conceptual realism of sorts. You know, there's an idea, there's an idea with a line wrapped around it, you know, so it's based on an idea, but there's, the underpinning is realism. Hopefully the viewer knows that I know how to draw, that I, you know, I sort of know how to put pen to paper and make it look like something, but I'm trying to push beyond that and let it explode a little bit and sort of take that. It's sort of like knowing, it's like being an actor. And it is really, I mean, there's really no difference between what I do and what an actor does, except I work on paper. But like an actor will develop a character and they do all their work, they do all their practice, they all do their rehearsing. But when you're on stage, you got to forget all that stuff and you got to get out there and you've got to be in it. You've got to be in the moment. That's sort of what I'm doing. That's what I do in my work.
But that's a dreamlike quality. For instance, you with the ones about... With cupcakes, you have somebody who is holding a cupcake, but then you have cupcakes floating in space behind, in front, above her. And you have somebody who is in love with cakes, and in I Was a Cake, you have this wedding cake on top of her head. So while there's this realism, like you said, it explodes, but it doesn't explode in the kind of reality we see.
I think it's sort of silly, actually. It's fun. It's sort of fun. I mean, food is fun. Sweets are fun. It's, you know, you could sort of be in it wanting to take a bite of it, but, you know, you don't have to get fat. You can just sort of like, ooh, this is, or maybe you do. Maybe you like your mouth waters and you leave my show and you got to go out and have a piece of cake or a nice, I don't know, something sweet.
What do you want your works to do for the viewer who is standing in front of it?
It's, you know, it's totally up to them. Everybody's going to experience my work differently. I mean, I've had 5 people come in this afternoon, and each responded differently to different pieces. Everybody liked something different, which I love. I love the fact that they, you know, they were, everybody had their own personal take on what they're looking at. And it is, it's personal. Couple of things. I think if, you know, the more serious work, you know, I want a couple of things to happen. I want to see the gap bridged between people, where I think that's my universal theme, the idea of, like, I'd like to see my work bring people of different cultures together and be able to, like, go, oh man, you know, I just really identify with this piece and I love this piece and I think she's gorgeous and I want to take her home and all that kind of stuff. And but then also have some fun with it. For the longest time I was doing such serious work, part of me is like, I just want to have fun. You know, I can be so serious and dark with a lot of the stuff I've done in the past. And because I'm political, because I feel what goes on in the world and I feel, you know, strongly about human rights issues, it's very important to me. But I don't necessarily want to bring people down when they look at my work. I sort of want them to be surprised and have fun when they look at it, and at least the stuff that's here today.
You mentioned also that you are creating these portraits as a psychological symbol that presents an opportunity for the viewer to enter into an intimate relationship with the image, stripping away the many layers of concealment. Are you suggesting that we all hide behind something, and by looking at your works, we are in some ways forced to confront what we are concealing?
That would be nice. And of course, you think it's all a facade. Like, who are you today? Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I don't know if I can expand on what you just said. It sounds good to me. You know, it's you're entering, it becomes more of an experience. It's like something I tell my students. It's like, you know, if you're in a gallery, what's going to make you want to spend more than 2 minutes looking at a piece of art, you know? Most of the time, we don't spend a lot of time looking at things. We'll go zip by, we'll zoom, boom, 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 boom. And after you look at, where's the wine? Oh, that was really nice, but where's the wine? I want you to look at my work for a little more. I want you to, like, be intrigued by some of the subtleties, you know, and not just sort of slip, you know, zip through it, not feel like it's, I don't know, an assembly line kind of work.
Can we get you to choose a work and then describe it for us?
I like a bunch of them for different reasons, but I think the one that I'm feeling most keen to right now, it's a diptych, and it's called Royal Transition. It's part of a series that I'm working on called The Gender Project, and it's called The Gender Project Reimagining Gender. And the focus of it is really looking at how you feel about yourself in relationship to your gender. This is actually two portraits of the same woman who has transitioned from male to female. And I've illustrated her as Queen Elizabeth. So, and again, it's just been, and I've reworked it and reworked it and reworked it and punched holes in it and went back to the beginning. And it's been a really great experience. What I love about the work is that it also has revealed to me how I want my final series to be. It's going to be paintings, but I also want to create an experience for the viewers that's going to be more about as much of an installation as it is just a series of flat art. When this piece is completed, it will be projected, backlit on LCD screens, like 20 by 30 feet wide, like almost like street art, but not street art. I've traveled all over the world interviewing people about this issue, their issues, about the genders, their experience with gender. And I'm going to incorporate the interviews in the pieces, including interviews I did in India for the last 2 years. I interviewed the transgender sex workers in Chennai, and they're all in Tamil, and I have no idea. I actually had somebody translate the interviews, but what I want to have in the show is the actual interviews that are all in Tamil, because the words stop mattering. You know, you're looking at the image, and you're listening to the voices, and you start to experience of language becomes less important. So that's why I love that piece.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The exhibition, Lynn Foster, and Then Comes the Dream, opens today, Friday, September 26th, and runs till Sunday, August 12th at Art Outlet on Art Row at Publica. Entrance to the exhibition is free, and opening hours coincide with Publica's opening times. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.